We recently received listener questions from Joe and Racine and Mark and Madison. They wanted to know, what's the deal with cannibal sandwiches? Why do people eat them in Southeast Wisconsin? WPR's Mary-Kate McCoy went to meet with a couple cannibal sandwich aficionados to find out more.
Imagine, it's the holidays, and to quiet your pre-dinner hunger, someone hands you a slice of rye bread topped with a thick spread of fresh raw beef, chopped onion, and a sprinkle of salt and pepper. Sounds great, right?
At first you look at it like, excuse me? We're supposed to do what with that?
That was Jeff Zupan, operations manager of Bunzel's Meat Market in Milwaukee and a lifelong cannibal sandwich enthusiast.
Hello, Bunzel's. Yeah.
Around Christmas time, Bunzel's goes through over 1,000 pounds of raw beef and about 250 pounds of raw onions, exclusively for cannibal sandwiches. While southeastern Wisconsinites may be the more eager cannibal sandwich consumers, they've been spotted across the upper Midwest. Chef Justin Carlisle of Arden in Milwaukee remembers them from growing up on his family farm in Sparta, which he described as an initially terrifying ordeal. But Carlisle has since come around. He even serves a dish at Arden that was inspired by cannibal sandwiches.
We have beef tartare, and it comes up from me growing up with cannibal sandwiches and me being the youngest of three boys and completely terrified of this raw beef sitting on the counter when I was a child. So I would go along and never want to get made fun of, so I would take the ground beef and put it on my grandmother's deviled eggs and then eat it really fast.
This is the part of the story where I have to tell you, if you're going to prepare a cannibal sandwich, do so with precaution. And to help me is a doctor who may be a familiar voice to public radio listeners.
I am Zorba Pastor, and I do like cannibal sandwiches. But the problem is, of course, there is a risk with eating cannibal sandwiches. The best cannibal sandwich with the lowest risk is if you take steak, or something like steak, and you grind it up. The worst cannibal sandwich is if you simply eat ground beef out of a package, because then the risk of E. coli is greater.
Zorba says to let your butcher know you're using the meat for cannibal sandwiches. Ask for it to be freshly ground with a clean grinder.
All good.
So where do cannibal sandwiches come from? Their history in Wisconsin is a little murky, but Chef Carlisle says their story is likely one of practicality and tradition, going back to the Northern Europeans who settled in the state.
Especially being an extremely agricultural state, it is one of the necessities that you always had. You know, it's kind of like making cheese in Wisconsin, like you always had dairy and you always had meat.
Despite their history, the sandwich's popularity has plummeted. But at the butcher shop, Carlisle and Zupan talk about how they're seeing signs of a cannibal sandwich comeback.
I think that maybe we have a little ways to go before it becomes a staple back again.
In the Midwest, it's been always here. It's just sort of undercovers.
Like, everybody knows what it is, but nobody ever talks
nobody
about
wants
it.
Nobody wants to call them cannibal sandwiches.
Right.
The old-timers do.
Right.
They come in and go, I want some of the meat for cannibal sandwiches.
Right.
The other people are, I'd like a steak tartare, I'd like this or
right.
that.
Maybe when we get old enough to not care anymore, then yeah. we can do that
we
too.
We can say whatever we want.
Right.
Carlisle and Zupan say one thing is for certain. Here in Wisconsin, the food culture is much more than burgers and fries.
A lot of the foods and a lot of the ways people prepared things and did things were lost for so many years. And everybody wants to blame it on the millennials, but it was long before that where it died off. And people, like I say now, are like, oh, gee, I remember when grandma made this. And how'd you do it?
I'm very proud of our area, but there are things like the cannibal sandwiches, and now to have this come back, to me it means a lot, because otherwise we just become a commodity and the United States doesn't get any kind of differential of what areas and what immigrants and what styles were in each part of the United States and what history was there.
This story was by WPR's Mary-Kate McCoy and came from an audience question as part of the Wisconsin Project. Submit your question and we might answer it in a future Wisconsin Life segment. Go to WPR.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
Eat steak, eat steak, eat a big old steer. Eat steak, eat steak, do we have one?